Welcome to the Mechanicsburg High School Week in Review podcast. Dateline, October 4, 2010. Good Monday morning, Mechanicsburg. This is your host, Bill Rulin, Director of Choral Activities here at Mechanicsburg High School, along with co-host Kyle Anderson on news and Keith Pope on sports and weather by your very own Michael Coleman. Welcome to week 7 of 36 here in Mechanicsburg. What a busy, busy week we've had. Parents, a small reminder to you that the first interim grading period ended the 27th of September, and your students' grades were to be sent home on October 1st. Lots of happenings here in the music department and the school as a whole. I'd like to also share a special thank you to the MechanicsburgOH.com website for hosting our podcast. We are able to now be published on iTunes as well as on the web. Look for us in the iTunes store this week. All right, let's waste no time. Let's dig right into this week's content. Here is Kyle Anderson.
Let's dive right into the national news for the week. Washington from the AP Wire. President Barack Obama on Friday said a bittersweet goodbye to the energetic and fierce manager of his White House, Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, and elevated a quiet and seasoned advisor, Pete Roos, to the most important gatekeeping job in American politics. We could not have accomplished what we've accomplished without Rahm's leadership, Obama said. Emanuel is departing after nearly two grueling years to run for Chicago mayor. What Emanuel leaves behind is more than a staff job. It is the most demanding and influential position in the White House, save for Obama's. The person who holds it is entrusted to shape the president's thinking, prioritize his time, manage scores of egos and issues, and keep the White House focused on its goal. Washington potato official going on all-spud diet. From the AP Wire, Pasco, Washington. Just super spud me. The head of the Washington State Potato Commission said he's sick of people linking spuds to junk food. So, starting Friday, Chris Voigt said he's going to eat nothing for 60 days except potatoes. 20 plain potatoes a day and no cheating with cheese, toppings, or bacon bits. Voigt said potatoes are rich in potassium, fiber, and vitamin C and have plenty of protein. In state coverage, Strickland falls in recent polls, ONN Columbus, Ohio. Governor Ted Strickland is behind in the polls in his reelection bid for governor. A lot may have to do with voter volatility. A new Quinnipiac poll released Thursday shows Republican John Kasich leading Strickland by 17 points, 54% to 37%. A majority of likely voters believe Kasich would do a better job handling the economy. Pollster Peter Brown said that the polls could shift back Strickland's way over the next 7 weeks, but voter volatility and anger among independents is high. According to Peter Brown, in Ohio, independents oftentimes decide elections. Currently, Governor Strickland is losing independents to Kasich by almost 2-1. In local coverage, MechanicsburgOH.com continues their Real Community Impact Initiative. On September 28th, the staff at MechanicsburgOH.com announced that their weekly recycling drive will continue past the end of the farmers market. The drives will be held on every Monday night, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Heritage Cooperative. They also launched their Adopt a Highway program for the Mechanicsburg area. If you're interested in assisting the cleanup of our local state routes and highways, please go to MechanicsburgOH.com. Author to visit Mechanicsburg Schools. Author Shelley Pearsall will be at Mechanicsburg Schools on Monday, October 4th. She'll be talking with students in grades 3 to 6 about her book, Trouble Don't Last, a fictional story about two runaway slaves in Ohio. Anyone interested in the event can view more details on the school's website. 2010 flu shots are here. The Champaign Health District will offer flu vaccine on Wednesday, October 6th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or while the supply of vaccines lasts at the Community Center for Champaign County. Anyone interested in this event can view more details on MechanicsburgOH.com. That was your weekly news roundup. We will be right back with Michael Coleman with this week's weather forecast.
Over 1,000 tornadoes are reported nationwide every year. Would you know what to do if a tornado was heading your way? I'm Reba McIntyre, reminding you to prepare before disaster strikes. Assemble an emergency preparedness kit. Make a family communications plan. And if a tornado watch or warning is issued, listen to a battery-powered radio for updates. To learn more about how to be prepared for tornadoes, please contact your local American Red Cross chapter or visit redcross.org today.
welcome back to the Week in Review podcast. This is Michael Coleman with this week's weather forecast. Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 59 degrees. Tuesday, a few rain showers with a high near 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 63. Thursday, sunny skies with a high of 67. Friday, sunny skies and a high of 69 degrees. Now we go to Keith Pope and our Week in Review sports recap.
Hello everyone, this is Keith Pope in with your Week in Review sports recap.
In local sports coverage, the Mechanicsburg High School football team played against Southeastern High School and returned victorious 21-13.
The junior high volleyball team were in action against Triad on Monday evening, and the 7th grade won in 3 games, but the 8th grade were defeated in 2 games, 23-25 and 23-25. The girls' soccer team played Urbana High School and bested their record by beating them in a score of 2-1. This brings the girls' inaugural season record to 8-2-1. Congratulations, girls, and keep up the great work. The junior high football teams were in action this week also. The 8th grade football team played against Miami View and returned with a win of 38-30. The 7th grade team played against West Liberty Salem and unfortunately lost 6-0. This has been Sportscaster Keith Pope for the Week in Review. We will be right back after this break.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Welcome back to the Week in Review podcast. Here's a look into this week's events and announcements from the school and community. The Mechanicsburg High School Student Council would like to extend an invitation to all students grades 9 through 12 to attend the homecoming dance on Saturday night, October 9th, from 8 to 11 p.m. in the high school commons. Everyone is reminded that admission is $5 per person, and again, only students grades 9 through 12 are invited to attend. The Mechanicsburg High School Music Boosters will be holding their annual chili dinner on Friday, October 22nd, 2010, from 5 to 7 p.m., prior to the last home football game against West Liberty Salem in the high school commons. The meal includes chili, bread, salad, drink, and dessert, as well as all the fixins for your chili. Cheese, onions, sour cream, you name it, it'll all be there. Tickets are $5 each and can be purchased in any number of ways. Visit any choir member. You may also purchase your tickets at Preston's IGA or from the high school office via Mr. Rulin. Number to reach Mr. Rulin is 937-834-2453, extension 3040. The Mechanicsburg United Methodist Church is seeking new members for their handbell choir, as well as their chancel choir. The handbell choir rehearses Sundays from 8:45 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and plays monthly during Sunday morning worship, as well as for special occasions. Experience is not required. The chancel choir meets Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and sings weekly during Sunday morning worship. For more information, contact Matthew Smith at 937-215-9363. The Music Boosters are still selling raffle tickets for their Key West Vacation Raffle.
please see any band or choir student for tickets or call the music offices at 937-834-2453 at extensions 3032 or 3040 for more information. Tickets are $40 each, and you can purchase any number of those tickets, and you can also find information on the department website at bergmusic.weebly.com. The Mechanicsburg Visual Arts Department was chosen to paint a mural for the Champaign County Farmers Market, which coincidentally has been voted the best farmers market in America. Several schools in the county are each painting a permanent window mural located on the farmers market property near the fairgrounds in Urbana. It will be on display beginning October 9, when all the murals will be hung up for the celebration party featuring guests who represent our state government and agriculture. The Mechanicsburg FFA is holding a mower raffle. Tickets are $5 each, and the winner will receive a brand new John Deere riding lawnmower. Tickets can be purchased from any Mechanicsburg High School FFA member. This has been the Mechanicsburg High School Week in Review podcast, a service brought to you by the Mechanicsburg High School Music Department, providing you, the students and parents, up-to-date information regarding school and community events, as well as a look back at the news from the week. We are now hosted on MechanicsburgOH.com, a special thank you to them, and are live on iTunes. Just search keywords WBRG in the iTunes store. Any and all views expressed in this podcast are not those of the school district and do not reflect the ideals of the Mechanicsburg Exempted Village Schools. More information on this production and how you can become a part of helping with this, please visit the school's website and click on Online Classroom and select Mr. Bill Rulin's Classroom link. You may also feel free to submit community content by emailing us at music@mechanicsburg.k12.oh.us. This is your host, Bill Rulin, on behalf of Kyle Anderson, Keith Pope, and Michael Coleman, saying thank you for joining us for this edition of the Mechanicsburg High School Week in Review. So long, and see you next week.